Let's turn in God's Word to Exodus and chapter 15. Exodus chapter 15, we'll be reading verses 1 through 27. Exodus 15. Exodus 15 will begin in verse 1, and these are God's words. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously, the horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God, and I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host hath he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as a stone. Thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, hath dashed in pieces the enemy. And in the greatness of thine excellency, thou hast overthrown them that rose up against thee. Thou sentest forth thy wrath, which consumed them as stubble. And with the blast of thy nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The floods stood upright as a heap, and the depths were congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be satisfied upon them. I will draw my sword. My hand shall destroy them. Thou didst blow with thy wind. The sea covered them. They sank as lead in the mighty waters. Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness? Fearful in praises, doing wonders. Thou stretchest out thy right hand. The earth swallowed them. Thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. Thou hast guided them in thy strength unto thy holy habitation. The people shall hear and be afraid. Sorrow shall take hold on the inhabitants of Philistia. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab trembling shall take hold upon them. All the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away. Fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thine army, or by the greatness of thine arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over. O Lord, till the people pass over which thou hast purchased, thou shalt bring them in. And plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thou thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever, for the horse of Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And Miriam the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. And Miriam answered them, Sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur, and they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, What shall we drink? And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he had cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them. And he said, If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. And they came to Elim, where were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. Those are God's words. Well, having crossed the Red Sea and been delivered and redeemed out of Egypt from the Egyptians, we see a song that Israel sings through verse 21. This should remind us and point us to Revelation 15, which says, "And I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, 7 angels having the 7 last plagues. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. And I saw as it were a sea of glass mingled with fire, and them that had gotten the victory over the beast, and over his image, and over his mark, and over the number of his name, stand on the sea of glass, having the harps of God. And they sing the song of Moses, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb, saying, Great and marvelous are thy works, Lord God Almighty. Just and true are thy ways, thou King of saints. Who shall not fear thee, O Lord, and glorify thy name? For thou only art holy. For all nations shall come and worship before thee, for thy judgments are made manifest." What was seen? The Apostle John in Revelation there sees a sea, and on a seashore stands a victorious multitude. They're playing harps and singing the song of Moses. Why are they singing? Because they have been redeemed. Even as our passage said, they were bought with a price. They had been redeemed. And this, of course, referring back to our passage from Revelation, back to Exodus 15, which it's referring to. But the need today and forever of God's people is shown there in Revelation 15 to sing a new song. Just as we're commanded in the Psalms itself, to sing a new song. That is a song of redemption, a song of deliverance through Jesus Christ alone. And where do we find such songs? We find them in the Psalter, in the book of Psalms. The songs of redemption from slavery, from our enemies, from oppression, and the victorious Psalms over slavery and oppression, all of our enemies in Christ alone, our Redeemer. And we'll sing one of those Psalms in a moment. It's all there in the Psalms. And then the last verses of the chapter detail in Exodus 15, detail Israel's march forward into the wilderness. 3 days without water. And the only waters they found were bitter. They couldn't drink them. Israel then grumbled. They complained against Moses as they often did. Moses thus interceded, pointing us and Israel to our great intercessor, Jesus Christ. And the Lord showed mercy and provided trees that, when cast into the waters, were made sweet. And the Lord said through Moses, "If thou wilt diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and wilt do that which is right in his sight, and wilt give ear to his commandments and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee." And then coming to Elim, even more waters provided for them. And so here, beloved, we must trust in the Lord to be our God, to be our Redeemer, to lead us through the wilderness, and therefore protect us and provide for us all that we truly need. And here is Israel at the beginning of their wilderness wanderings for 40 years. And the question is, will they diligently listen to the Lord? And so the question to us is, will we diligently listen to the voice of the Lord found in His Word alone? And then, as you heard last Lord's Day in chapter 16, because of my error probably, their complaint of lack of food and the Lord's promise of providing the bread from heaven and manna and the double portion on the Sabbath day, which again teaches us a principle in keeping Sabbath to abstain from work on the Lord's day. And that bread pointing us to the bread of life, Jesus Christ, that we must feed upon Christ alone. He is not only the living bread, He is or the bread of life, but He is also the living water, as our passage testifies in Exodus 15, by whom alone we are satisfied, which you also read last Lord's Day, John 4, and God's providence. And so we look to Him and Him alone. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we give You praise for Your Word. We're thankful that Your Word cannot err, that there are no errors in it, that it does not contradict itself, even though when to our minds that are feeble and frail and weak, and even as we read Your Word, it sometimes seems like it contradicts itself. And yet it never does. For it is perfect because it comes from You, the living and true God. So all of Your Word is true. Every jot and tittle is fulfilled in Christ Your Son and points us to Him. And we are thankful for this. Even as we've read this morning in Exodus and Revelation, Your Word points us to the Redeemer, Jesus Christ, who in Him we are able to sing a new song. No longer the song of death and slavery to sin and the world and Satan, the world's father, but now a new song of redemption, a song of what it means to be a Christian, a song of truth, a song of righteousness, a song of justice, a song of goodness and love and holiness and faithfulness, the faithfulness even of our God who always keeps, You always keep Your promises, every single one. And so, Father, we have hope in the gospel promises, hope in Jesus Christ alone, hope in the good news, and Christ alone we are satisfied. Whether we use that illustration of bread or water, which is the very core to the very foundation of our sustenance on earth and our physical bodies. He is the bread of life and the living waters, of which if we eat from Him, eat of Him and drink of Him, we will be satisfied even unto eternal life. And so, Father, give us this bread and give us this water, even Christ Your Son. Father, we're thankful for the many churches that faithfully proclaim Your Word. We pray that You would be with a couple of them as we pray with for them this Lord's Day. We pray for the Morning Sun congregation in Iowa. We know that Pastor Schneider has COVID. We pray that You would be with him and strengthen him as they have worship outside and he preaches, even though when he speaks he gets dizzy. We pray that You would uphold him through that. We pray for the Lisbon congregation in New York. They are, at least a couple days ago, every single person in the congregation had COVID. So pray that You would uphold them, especially the older members, that You would sustain them. And if it be the end for some, Father, even in this, we pray that they would die well, because Your saints, even in their last breaths, have a witness to this world, a witness of the gospel and the good news of Jesus Christ. Father, we do pray for the little children in wombs of the mothers in this congregation, and pray that You would uphold them and the families and be with those babies even now to strengthen them in their hearts by Your Spirit, if it be Your will. Our covenant children, that You would save them, those who are in the womb, but also those outside the womb. We pray also for our grandchildren and children who have gone off. Father, call them to Yourself, those who have gone into wickedness and who have fallen for the great trap of the pleasures of the flesh and the ways of the world. Help them by Your Spirit to look above the Son, to Christ, to see Him with eyes that You give, and have ears to hear and remember the word they heard so many times when the gospel was preached before them in worship. Pray also for this little baby who was born recently here in Kansas City, to Zach and Lisa. I don't know their names, full names. I don't even know the baby's name, but they have this baby has a chromosome defect, and yet perfect in your sight. Perfectly, you've made that child. And Father, we know that doctors say that that baby only has about a month to live because of this defect. We pray that you would uphold this family, and who've just moved to Kansas. I think they're living in Topeka. Pray that you would comfort them and help those who have gone through similar things, help them and encourage them. Thankful that Audrey and Michael have already reached out to them, and pray that you would even help others like Harry and Mary Jane to Ward to help them as well. Encourage them in Christ and keep their focus upon you. Our Father, we do pray for all those who have been affected by the hurricane a couple weeks ago and the tropical storm that's now coming to the east side of Texas and probably cause flooding. Pray that you would be with your people and uphold them, and grant in these judgments upon our nation, grant that the gospel would be proclaimed and that sinners would repent and turn unto you. Father, we praise you that though our nation has turned from you, you have caused it to remain, that there are some still righteous amongst the people of this nation. And so, Father, we pray that you would, just as Abraham prayed, we pray that you would spare us, even for the few righteous who remain. And Father, we pray that we would heed your call. And heed your call in these wicked days. And that you would turn this nation, you would turn us in our hearts, to covenant with Jesus Christ, your Son. And that is our only hope as a nation, as the Church of Jesus Christ. That is our only hope, to covenant with Him, who is the Mediator King, who reigns over all, who is the God of gods and King of kings, Lord of lords and ruler of rulers, as we learn in Daniel. Father, show mercy to us and grant the salvation of many, even of our leaders. We pray for Jeff and thankful that he's in no pain. We pray that next month when the doctors turn on the device that was put inside of him, that it that would work for him, this new technology, and he would help his sleep. And Father, we pray also for all of us here, all of us who are saints of the Most High God, that you would give us opportunities to evangelize, and you give us opportunities every day to do so. And so, Father, we ask that we would bear forth the gospel, testify the truth, that we would not be liars or speaking false things, but that we would speak the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the truth of your word. And that word that is on our hearts, you would bring forth upon our lips, and you would speak it forth even by the power of the Holy Spirit. That many would hear and be saved, that many would be justified and turned unto you and adopted and brought into your family and redeemed by Jesus Christ. We praise you again for the gospel, and we're thankful that we have the great opportunity as believers in the gospel, believers in Jesus Christ, those who have repented of our sins, to come and worship you now. And so, Father, uphold us in this time, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.